Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Swemke, filling in for Lori Walsh. Ted and Alice Miller joined us just a little over a year ago for A Moment in Sound on the heels of their latest CD release, Adults Don't Speak. The Millers, based in northeast Nebraska, write songs about their lives, which are about to get a little bit more exciting. And to make a long story short, I sent an email to Ted a few weeks back just to say, hi, how are things? Ted wrote back and said, hey, we have some exciting news. Let me stop by and tell you about it. So he did. And I'm not going to steal their thunder. We'll get to that information soon enough. But first, Ted and Alice Miller, welcome back to In the Moment. Glad to have you here.
Happy to be here. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's we had so much fun when you guys were here just a little over a year ago. And I'm so glad you're back. Let's not break the news right away. Let's keep that as a tease. Let's go right into a song, if you guys don't mind.
We can do that. We're going to play a song that's it's a recent one that Alice wrote. This one's called Bank Robber.
One, two, three. Your daddy was a bank robber, never had time for you. Your daddy was a bank robber, never had time for you. Moved around from town to town, and that's all you ever knew. Your daddy was a music man, pick the best of them. Your daddy was a music man, pick the best of them. Affection was never as strong as I had yourself, you learned to bend. But they can't love you like I do, I wish love was all you knew. But they can't love you like I do, I wish love was all you knew. Behind. Your daddy was a traveler, he left you far behind. Can't put roots down for too long, wandering was on his mind. But they can't love you like I do, I wish love was all you knew. But they can't love you like I do, I wish love was all you knew. But they can't love you like I do, I wish love was all you knew. But they can't love you like I do, I wish love was all you knew. I wish love was all you knew. I wish love was all you knew.
Thank you.
Ted and Alice Miller and Bank Robber, the name of that song. You know, I said at the outset that you guys write songs about your lives. You didn't rob a bank, did you?
Well,
no, we didn't. But
close enough.
I was having a conversation with my mom a few years ago, and she was adopted later in life, and she was starting to tell me stories about my grandfather. He was a bank robber.
Oh.
Watch your wallets tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't inherit that, but he did have a love for horses as well. That did come down the line, but your wallets are fine.
That's so interesting. Well, it's a wonderful song. I love that song.
You.
Yeah,
thank you.
Very nice. Ted, let's go back to where we were 2-3 weeks ago. when we exchanged emails, and you said, "Hey, I want to come up and tell you about this." Let's hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We finally got it all organized, and Alice and I are going to do our first little mini tour coming up here in about 3 weeks. We're going to be hitting the road. We're excited about it. We're going to cover, of course, Western Nebraska is going to be in there, and also we're going to have Colorado and all the way down to New Mexico. We got dates lined up. So
these are brand new places for you.
Most of them are. Yeah.
Okay.
There's
one is a repeat offender, right?
Our first one in Valentine will be. Mm-hmm. We played there right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas. Yep. Yeah. Otherwise, it's all uncharted waters. So
I know you're so excited. Just kind of talk about your excitement about going to these places and getting to play in front of some new people and introduce yourselves to some new parts of the country.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about, right?
I mean. And I'm super excited. Like we always talk about, we write music about our area, what we know, understand, and love. And so it'll be really fun to take that to Colorado, to New Mexico. And
see the look on some New Mexico people's faces on what Nebraska artists are bringing to the table, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Really, we're proud of our area, so it's kind of fun to get out of the area and get chances to play elsewhere.
Yeah, and it is a dream come true for us. I mean, we are blessed with the area we live in. We have so much local support from venues and friends, family with our music, and get out and say we're touring artists for a while is a dream come true. I mean, it's what I live to do.
Yeah. I could tell from day one how excited and enthusiastic you were about this. And going back to the last time we sat down right here in the studio in Vermilion, I could just feel the excitement and the enthusiasm you guys generally have and bring into a room. Talk about that for a little bit. I mean, is it like that all the time for you?
I think so.
When you're doing something, I can't believe I'm going to say this, because a few years ago I would have said, I'm never playing music. You can't get me to do it. But when you're doing something that's kind of from the heart, there's some passion behind it. It's pretty easy to get excited about it.
Yeah.
It's our craft. It's our art. It's what we're bringing and sharing to new ears, or any ears, really.
I'd say of all the hobbies that I have, we have, whether it's messing with our horses or just on our place, you know, or whatever, you got to practice to be a guitar player, you know, but I would say it's the one hobby I have that, it's dangerous to say this because I don't want to sound like I'm all that, but the one that's most natural and effortless is writing music, even though you do have to work at it, there's no doubt, but it's the most smooth road for me, if you will.
Having met you back just a little over a year ago, and having visited a couple of times since then, I can't even explain, you know, how much I was looking forward to having you coming in again because of the atmosphere you bring into the room. I mean, it's very special.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Likewise, we come in here. Yeah. We love coming in here too.
It's I was nervous, place. And you calmed me right down.
Oh, I could make you nervous again.
No, don't do that, please.
Okay, so before you embark on this tour, there's something very special happening tonight in Yankton, yes.
Yes, we're having a little fundraiser for our, I guess, gas food lodging for the tour and such, and to get us on the road. It's going to be at Ben's Brewing Company over in Yankton. Ben is recently a brewery again, so we have a brewery in Yankton. They're making some epic beers over there, so then we'll be available, and Ben is one of our gracious guy that always supports our music and has us there on a regular basis. So that's going to be going on, and there's going to be some fun events. We have a fundraiser going on, and there's an online place for that too. We're auctioning off a house concert from Ted and Alice,
cool.
If you wanted to bid on it.
Yeah.
Ted and Alice will come to your house and play a show. There's a swag basket, so it's called, which is going to encompass all of our music, merchandise, as well as Ben's merchandise. There's going to be some crowlers of beer available in this basket, as well as some of his T-shirts and hats and such.
Just a hat.
Just a hat, sorry.
I shouldn't say just a hat. A hat, no T-shirt, though. And a crowler koozie.
Uh-huh. And be some of that stuff. There's also, Ben has a club that meets, gosh, I think like four times a year, called the Copper Club. And there's like a waiting list to get in that. And it goes on upstairs, and they have food pairings with different cocktails, beers, and such. And it's very elegant, very well-made food, which leads me into another deal that is also going on. Counterfeit Curbside is a local food truck. Some friends of ours, Ryan and Michelle, run that. They're going to be set up outside, and they're going to have I've seen the menu. I can't think of it all, but it's going to be it's really not what you might typically think of a food truck. There's very, very good food.
I call it a foodie food truck.
Right.
Gourmet food.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have me hungry and thirsty right now. And again, this takes place in Yankton tonight. What time does everything start?
It starts at 7. We start performing at 7.
Yep. Okay. Seven to nine.
7 to 9 is what we're playing. And prior to that, like I was saying, with the things that we're auctioning off for. Oh, and lastly, Ben is also gracious enough to, he's auctioning off a free brewery tour.
Yep.
That's to be auctioned off.
Cool.
And they can, and for up to 8 people. And that'll come with tastings and all that. And if you want to bid on this stuff and you can't make it tonight, you can bid on it online right now at 32auctions.com/TedandAliceTour. And that goes till 6, right?
Yep, that goes till 6. And then if you want to make sure you get something, there's bid now prices or buy now prices. Otherwise, you got to come to the fundraiser.
Yep, and then it goes live at 7, and then people there will be bidding on it. And so all them fun stuff is available.
We're excited.
Yeah.
It should be a good time.
Let me make sure I have that right. 32auctions.com/TedandAliceTour?
Yep.
Okay. You want to hit us with another song right now?
Yeah. This song is, we got some, I guess we decided to do this one. If we got any Sioux Falls people up there, Sioux Falls was kind of responsible for this song being written. I guess I can tell it real quick. I was watching the news one night, and they were talking about how the city of Sioux Falls was running out of room in cemeteries. I thought that was an interesting topic.
I don't remember hearing that story.
Whether they were or they were expecting it, I guess I can't remember. It's been a while ago. But the lady sitting here, the news caption behind her, or beside her, I should say, said, "Cemetery Space Concerns." And I'm like, man, those three words got to be a title of a song, don't they? This ain't gonna escape me. So I kind of put my own spin on it, I guess. But this one's called Cemetery Space Concerns.
All right, here we go.
Take me out before my time's up. If it's hard to remember, follow you. Take my body to the dump. 'Cause then it would be no good to you. Hopefully the seagulls find me first. 'Cause I'd rather feed them than the rats, I guess. So take me to the river. 'Cause then I could roll myself south at best. Cemetery Space Concerns. Cemetery Space Concerns. Says we're running out of room, and they're gonna have to pile us up. 'Cause we got cemetery space concerns.
Instead of getting smart, I guess I like tough. Cemetery's best concern. Cemetery's best concern.
Cemetery Space Concerns. Ted and Alice Miller in studio with us in Vermilion today for Moment and Sound. Thank you very much. Another great number.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
And a good story, too.
Yeah.
I wanted to visit a little bit about your last CD. I mean, you guys were here. The CD was out back in April a year ago when you were here before. You had tipped us off on a person, too, that we've since had on Moment and Sound, and that was Bridget Bowen. And she,
she's a great friend of ours.
Yeah, so thank you for the tip. We really enjoyed having Bridget. And you worked with Chad Conrad, too, and Chad also, you know, in bands in Sioux Falls.
Right on.
And I believe working with White Wall Sessions.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
And we also had him come in and do a solo for us, too. So talk a little bit about working with Chad and your experience there.
Chad's a great guy, man. Yeah, he, great ear. I mean, he...
I touched on it a little bit before, but when we started this, I was super nervous to sing or, you know, even when our first album in the studio, I was so timid. And Chad was so awesome to work with as in regards of, he kind of got me to come out of my shell.
Wow.
In the studio. It was good.
Yeah, and, you know, with I don't want to say this, you know, like when we write our music, you know, I usually have a pretty good idea. I come up with my bass lines. I come up with the guitar, the solos, whether I hear a banjo, you know, just like every artist does, you know. And I always walk that line of, this is my song. I'm going to make it all myself. Or you need that outside ear to come in and say, no, well, you know, I'm hearing more of a harmony here or this and that, you know. And just a gentleman at his craft, I guess, because, I mean, it was just a natural flow into him telling me what he hears and us working together to make that happen, I guess. Mm-hmm. So his Pony Creek Studios is his studio, and he's great to work with, man.
Good experiences, for sure.
When we visited a couple of weeks back, one of the reasons I reached out was just to see, you know, if you guys were writing or working on any new music, and you said you kind of wanted to give this CD maybe another year or so to... Gestate, is that the proper... sounds like a term from Alien. But, you wanted to just kind of let it stay out there for a little while longer for the public before you give them something new?
Yeah, you know, we were going in a two-year cycle. You know, the first one came out, Muscle Bone, and then Small Talk, and then 2 years there was Small Talk. Another 2 years there was Adults Don't Speak. And we had a friend of ours said to me after we were about ready to release Adults Don't Speak that kind of resonated. He's like, you ever going to let the grass grow underneath your feet? And I'm like, okay, maybe it's time to breathe in between the next batch of songs going to the studio. They're all written. The next album's ready to hit the studio. But, we're giving it some breathing room. Okay.
And I appreciate the time, too, because we're getting chances to kind of add things, cut things, change things around that we want to.
And head to the Southwest.
Yeah,
exactly. right. Maybe some songs will get bumped
otherwise
from our experiences in the Southwest.
Timing would have us in the studio this summer. We wouldn't be able to tour.
Yeah, right.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Well, we've got time for maybe 3 minutes. Do you have like a somewhere around 3 minutes or?
Yeah. I think we can do it. Yeah, this song is, if I can give a quick little interlude. You ever had a dream that's real vivid? Like a real, when you wake up, you're like, you know, whoa.
Well, sometimes.
I had a dream where Alice came up to me and she's told me, Ted, it's over. I found somebody else.
I was just
oh my gosh. So I asked, I'm like, all right, lay it on me. What's his name? And she said, well, her name's Teresa. So I had to write a song about this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't go looking for Teresa tonight. Don't go looking for Teresa tonight. Don't go looking for Teresa tonight.
Don't go messing. Don't go messing.
Don't go messing with Teresa tonight. Don't go messing with Teresa tonight. Don't go messing with Teresa tonight.
'Cause I want you here with me. I don't want her in my dream. Promise me, pretty please. Don't go looking. Don't go looking. Don't go looking for Teresa tonight. Don't go looking for Teresa tonight. Don't go looking for Teresa tonight. 'Cause she won't love you like I do. 'Cause she won't love you like I do. 'Cause she won't love you like I do. Like I do. Like I do. Hey! Don't go hanging. Don't go hanging. Don't go hanging with Teresa tonight. Don't go hanging with Teresa tonight. Don't go hanging with Teresa tonight. 'Cause I want you here with me. I don't want her in my dream. Promise me, pretty please. Don't go looking. Don't go messing. Don't go hanging with Teresa tonight. 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 Don't go hanging with Teresa tonight.
Another great one, Teresa from Ted and Alice Miller. Before we let you go, you're now part of the two-time club.
Right.
Yeah.
We get a jacket?
SNL always talks about like the five-time club.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We're part of the two-time.
I think Burlap Wolf King and Aces and Eights are part of it, and now Ted and Alice Miller.
Right on. Awesome. You're in the club. Proud to be in it, man.
Thanks for the honor.